because I noticed when I was pulling up the traffic light here, it was like losing the repeater. But yeah, quite some time ago, I ended up putting the radio in the truck. It was quite a lot of fun trying to figure out where to put the base part of it, and then where to put the bulkhead, where I could stick that. It's working. That's the main thing. But, not really happy with the antenna mount that I have. I think they had from before, you know. Want to mount it up where the third brake light's at. That'd work out a lot better for me. Let's see. I picked up a new used radio at Bay City Swap or Midland Swap Fest. K2FP897, I think it is. All mode, all band and transceiver, 160 meters through 10 meters, got 6 meters on it, and 440, 2 meters. So that's nice. I'm still actually trying to figure out how to work everything on it. It's a lot different. Operation is lots of button pressure on that radio. That's the only downside I see on it. It's a turn of a knob here and it's a lot of push this button, push that button, and then turn that button, and then you're all set. It's just going to take some time to get used to. It's a nice radio. Picked it up for, it was a little on the high side. 650 dollars, I think I picked it up for. It's an older radio. It doesn't have the backup batteries on it, and it does not have the CW filter on there, but I can live without that, even though I love the word CW. It's a receive frequency. With all the filtering that it has inside, you can adjust it. I'm pretty happy. I don't get to go down to the shack and operate too much, but when I do, it's a joyful event and a learning event at the same time.